on social media, so check them out.
Long weekend. Enjoy your Sunday, Jimmy.
And have a great weekend.
Origin 2 ticket giveaway. A double pass a day is up for grabs from Tuesday all the way through to match day June 21. For your chance to score, tune in from 5:30 a.m. weekdays. Win bigger with a trackside multi-bet. Combine runners from different trackside games and get better odds. So whether it's greyhounds, harness racing or thoroughbreds that take your fancy, you can select your favourites across all codes. Available for win and place bet types, as well as bundle bet. Look out for the yellow button on the betting terminal at your local tab and place a trackside multi today. Trackside, the game is always on. Gamble responsibly.
Tuesday mornings at 10:30, harness up with On The Pace.
The jewels actually fit them pretty well for Australian horses who are bought out of New Zealand. You buy a horse, you bring it across.
Greg Hayes interviews trainers and drivers and brings you winning mail for upcoming meetings. On The Pace, Tuesday mornings, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, purchase any TV 55 inches or above and get a bonus Bing Lee gift card worth 10% of the value of your purchase on the spot. Hurry ends Monday. Visit binglee.com.au for full details.
Stratum Star, a dual Group 1 winner from coast to coast.
Stratum Star's hit the front, he's won it.
You can see him in the yard, he's a beautiful horse, and he's tough, he's sound, he's got everything you want in a racehorse, so I'm sure he'll make a great stand.
But Stratum Star on the back up, he's too good.
He's just got the best attitude, he's really the perfect horse, really.
Stratum Star, by a Golden Slipper winner and champion sire of two-year-olds. Standing at tremendous value this season for $11,000, including GST. Visit witham.com.
This Tuesday, Punters Postmortem reflects on all the Group 1 racing from Brisbane. Join Ron Duffacy, Dean Lester and Josh Fleming for the best rap in town. Plus, we take your calls. Tuesday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, purchase any TV 55 inches or above and get a bonus Bing Lee gift card worth 10% of the value of your purchase on the spot. Hurry ends Monday. Visit binglee.com.au for full details.
The Brothers War, dual stakes winning son of superstar sire Warfront, from Group 1 winning Sadler's Wells mare, Moon Queen. His oldest progeny are outstanding weanlings. All-inclusive breeding package for the Brothers War, including stud fee, adjustment, vet and GST, available for $11,000. Contact Angus at Coringle on 0429 842 875.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning, Kevin Wolf here at 10:03. My thanks to Jimmy and Ray. More antics and fun, the big sports breakfast weekend edition. It's always worth a listen to the boys every Sunday morning, 7 till 10. And they have left the building, almost. Jim's still here.
Get him out of here.
Jimmy Silly, he's got to pack up. All right, we have a big day of racing for you, and I guess the feature is our preview of the big meeting at Hawkesbury. It's going ahead. The rail is true. It's a heavy 10. It's overcast. Penile 6.01. And we have track manager with us, Jeff Hayes. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, Kevin.
Okay, what can you tell us about the track? I know there was an inspection this morning early, wasn't there? Was it ever in doubt?
There was a little bit of doubt yesterday because the forecast was pretty ordinary, but to make sure, we sent around Chad Lever and Clayton Umber for a gallop this morning at 5:30. We had a bit of a look, talked to them, a bit of a look with the stewards, and both of them said they'd track it a genuine heavy, but safe to race, and the way the weather is now, it looks like we've got a beautiful sunny day. We'll get through the day pretty good.
Okay. Was there much rain overnight after we had some yesterday afternoon? Did you get a bit more?
No, we only had 5 mil over the last 24 hours, but only a mil fell overnight, but that brought us up to 130 for the last 4 days, which is a fair whack, but we've copped it pretty well.
Okay. So can you see it's rated a heavy 10 right now? Can you see it improving during the day with the sunny weather?
Well, the sunny weather at night, but this time of the year, mate, the grass looks terrible. The frost have, you know, killed off the summer grass, so there's not a lot of body to it. So the fact that we're racing is a bonus, but it might get to a 9, but I doubt it.
All righty. Wish you luck with the program. Well done for getting it underway, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
All right, there we go. Jeff Haynes there from Hawkesbury. There we go. So the experts have had a look at it and said, yes, it's safe for racing. So we'll go racing with Gary Harley, who's going to give us the winners. Gary, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kev.
I've left home early in the Hunter about 6:30.
Jeez.
And I'm at the track.
Jeez.
At Hawkesbury for half an hour.
So
mate, it's clear
yeah.
at the moment. There's, you know, plenty of surface water on the road coming in. I haven't been out in the track, but the stewards just told me it's a genuine 10. We won't get an improvement on that, that's for sure. Two riders that are not riding at the meeting are James Innes Jr. and Rory Hutchings. They both won't be here. But, mate, there's blue sky and there's plenty of clouds at the moment. But young Stacey here, who works the sky, he's been on the radar, and we could get some rain later on today.
And what's your opinion? First look at the track, Gary.
Well, it's very wet.
Yeah.
Very wet, but it'll be a heavy 10, but a genuine heavy 10. And, you know, there's a number of scratchings, and you can see why. Every time cracks for a heavy 10, that's what happens. So, mate, you just got to hope that either you know that they're wet trackers,
yep.
or you've got to hope that they will handle it, those that haven't been on the heavy track. So, you know, that's what you're up against today, and hopefully we can find the right one to get.
All right, Gary, let's go through the program then, race by race. The first comes up at 12:15. Class 2 here over 1,800. Takeout number 2, MacArthur. So we have a field of 6. Here's how it looks through tab fixed. Number 1 is Polemic for Godolphin at $2, the favourite. 3, Valentino Rosser at $4.20. Money for number 4, My Friend Charlie, $6 into $4.20 today. 5, Zijing Chang, $8. 6, Stroke of 8, $11. And 7, Gun Barrel Highway, the Ruffy at $41, Gary.
Well, Polemic won well the other day at Gosford. It was a good 4, entirely different to what he's got today, and that was his first win in his 8th start. But he had run the 5 placings. He's a Godolphin horse. Ty Anglin will ride him out here on his home track, and he did run 3rd at Randwick first up behind Yeah Bravo, beaten about a length and a half. Then he ran 2nd at Kembla, a distant 2nd of Prometheus, before the Gosford win. He only got beat a length at Randwick back in November by Adato, and just beaten one day at Canterbury. So he's always around the mark, either in metropolitan or provincial class. And if he handles a heavy, what I can tell you about soft tracks, he's had two runs on soft for 2 placings, never been on a heavy track. He's by Street Cry, and most of them love the going. So I got him on top. Thought that number 4, My Friend Charlie, the one you said was well-backed, had a good chance. He's had 2 months off. Had a recent trial, was slow out on the trial, cruised to the line under a hold, got beat a couple of lengths by Francesco in that Warwick Farm trial, went okay, not beaten far at Warwick Farm on a heavy 8 back in March. So I'm thinking that with that heavy track run is the reason why it's been well back this morning. Number 6, and did I have it in for 3rd? No, number 3 is the one I had in for 3rd. Valentino Rosser. He got beat 4 lengths at Randwick the other day, paced at Hawkesbury prior to that. The Hawkesbury run was on good. The Randwick was on a soft. Had 3 soft track runs as a run of place. That's a bit of a worry. And the other one, I thought 5, Zijin Sheng, the one of Bjorn Bakers, won 2 out of 3 on soft tracks. So it'll probably handle the heavy go, and it was placed the other day at Kembla, although beaten about 4 lengths. So race 1, 4, 3, and 5.
1, 4, 3, 5, race 1, the good oil from Gary Harley, the second. This race comes up at 10-1, class 1, over 1,000. Takeout number 3 could have been 5, the Veal Thing, 6, Summer's Bird again, leaves a small field of just 5 runners. So your tab fixed here. Number 1, 50 Ways, $4.20. Number 2, Phuket, is $2.15 favourite. 4, Moccasin Miss, is at $2.60. 7, Jackknife, at $18 is the Ruffy. And number 8, Top Rankin, is at $41, even rougher.
Phuket's got the best form in the race. He's trained by Alan Denham, and Al's got a couple in today, and he hasn't scratched him, so there's no way he'd be running if he didn't think they'd handle a heavy track. This fella hasn't raced on heavy or soft, but he ran a very close 2nd on a very heavy track. It was a heavy 15. You could say one day at Cessnock in a barrier trial way back in, when was it? I think it was about September 2016, yeah, last year. So he obviously handled it pretty well in the trial, but his form's much better than these. He won a race easily here at Hawkesbury on a good track in November, went to Rose Hill, only got beat 2 lengths to Flash Fibian there after coming from a mile back. laid out in the straight, he would have finished a bit closer. Then he got beat about 5 lengths at Randwick by Pipeline before a spell. He resumes without a trial, but Allen's a master, just like his father was, Jack, and getting him ready first up. And Josh Parter ride on with him. Moccasin Miss went good when she won first up at Wyong on a good track recently, but then she ran last at Kembla on a soft five. She led at Kembla. She wasn't too far back at Wyong either, but she didn't lead there. But I don't know what the excuses were from Kembla, but she did weaken bad in the end. But in this small field of five, you've got to give her a good chance. Got her in for second, 150 ways. For third, it's third run back today. Number seven, best of the others, Kev, which is Jackknife, and it'll be at huge odds. 2, 4, 1, and 7.
2, 4, 1, 7 there, race two. Now, race three is a maiden over 1,300, comes up at 25 past 1. The scratching's number one, Dream Builder, 5, Sun and Air, and number 9 is Done a Ton. So, again, you've only got 6 runners here. And for the third race, here's how it looks. Number 2, Jagger, $19. Number 3, Our Celtic Star, is $7. Number 4, Pure Rebel, $3.80. Good money there for that one. Number 6, Weekend Affair, at $3.90 in from 4. 7, Mystic Aramore, is $9.50. And the favourite here, number 8, Zephyrin. This is a Godolphin runner at $2.60.
Well, I'm with the Jason Coyle stable. They are absolutely flying. So is Godolphin, of course. Won the Stradbroke yesterday. But Jason won a big race up there yesterday, group race, the Guineas, I think it was, with that horse that he started off racing around Newcastle. Selsonic, I think the name it is. That horse started off. He had 3 or 4 runs at Newcastle, won 1 or 2, and he's really developed into a good horse. And he won the big race, one of the big races there yesterday. And he's got Weekend Affair in here, Jason. The horse has never been on a soft or a heavy. He's by Trusting. He got the 1.8 first up here behind Wernpa, the Godolphin horse, recently. He got way back in a field of 8 running second last, come between winners, between runners in the straight, and he wasn't far away at the finish. He was placed on the Beaumont track back in Boxing Day, it was, and didn't get beat far there in another run. He's only had the 3 runs. I'm gambling on him handling the track and the fact that Jason hoping that, you know, obviously he wouldn't run him if he didn't think he'd handle the heavy. So I've got him on top. The favourite, the Godolphin horse. Second pick, Zephyrines, had 2 runs. Run third at Wyong and a 1,200 on a good 3 behind Swallow. Got beat about nearly 4 lengths, but. And then run 8 to 10 at Wyong, beaten 6. Like, the form's not crash hot, but it's not a crash hot field either. He's in a couple of recent trials. The last trial had Dulles showed him the whip in the straight for a while, but he ended up getting beat about 8 lengths. Yeah, I can't put him on top, but he may win the race, but I'm going with number 6. 6 to beat 8, the favourite. Number 4, Pure Rebel. Got a chance. Third up for Gary Portelli today. Hasn't been on a soft or... Well, it has been on a soft. Got beat about 2.9 last start at Kembla on a soft. So hoping it'll handle the going. And number 2, Jagger. 6842.
6842, race 3. Race 4 at Hawkesbury at 2 o'clock. It's a maiden, 1,300. Take out 4, Sun and Air. 9, Red Centre Ruby. Tab fixed odds here for the 4th. Number 1, My Empire. Rock solid favourite here. $1.70, if you don't mind. Number 2, I'm hearing you at 23. Number 3, So Far at $9. Number 5, Done a Ton at $2.90. Duchess of Dubai opened $100 today, is now 34. So go figure there. 7, Jewel of Honour at 19. 8, My Burning Heart, 31. And 10, Secret Mistress, 15. Market suggests, see Gary, only 1 or 2 chances.
Yeah, he looks a good thing, My Empire, mate. He's a Kiwi horse by Darcy Brahma. I don't think the going's going to be any problem. He's not his first run for Alan Denham. I think it's his second. And the story with him is he's only had 2 runs. He ran third on a heavy 8 in New Zealand, beaten less than a length way back in September last year. Then he had about 4 months off and he resumed at Randwick. And I think Alan had him then. Jason Collett rode him. He ran fifth in a big field, got the 4 lengths. He hit the running rail at the 600 that day. I thought he went okay. That was on the soft track. So both his runs have been on wet tracks. He had a recent trial at Wyong on a wet track. And Our Girl Holly won the trial there. Our Girl Holly has got a ton of speed. And she's in the same yard. She's with Ben Smith. as the horse that was runner-up in the Stradbroke yesterday in her time, but he's got them both. And her last run, a couple of weeks back in town at Warwick Farm, she only got beat a length after showing good speed. So she beat this horse two lengths in the trial, but he chased the winner, never under any pressure, and he went pretty good. I reckon Alan's got him ready to go first up, and he's one horse all day that I'm really confident will handle a heavy track. $1.70, I know, but if you want to have a bet in the race, I think he's the one you've got to bet. Done a ton. You know, I don't get in that far today, not on this heavy 10, that I'm going to do a ton, but got me 2.8 at Warwick Farm on a good track the other day. Got back to third last, three wide was covered. I ran on fair. Did only get beat two lengths at Warwick Farm and a heavy 8 one day. Young Ashley Borg claims 4. Will only have 51 on its back. And as we know, Gary White's horses go very good on the home track. Number 3, so 4, and number 10 the others. 1, 5, 3, and 10.
1, 5, 3, 10 there from Gary Harley. Race 4 at the halfway point of the program. Race 5, first leg of the quaddie here, comes up at just after 2:30. Now, here in the 50, you've got the one scratching of number 2, the world over, so we have a field of 9 for you here. Now, it's number 1, Super Hong Kong, $41. 3, Baltic Prince at $8.50. 4, Delacroix, $11. $4 about number 5, Grand Teton. 6, Lucky Tiger is at $2.50, fixed odds fave. 7, Vindex, $11. Number 8, Fun for Fergie, $81. Number 9, Lady Guiselle at $7.50. And money today for number 10, Personable. It's $8 into $5.50 already there, Gary.
My best bet of the day, number 6, Lucky Tiger. I know you're going to say he's had a million chances, and you're right. He's had 14 starts for 7 placings without winning. His last 5 starts, he's been placed. He run 30 the other day on Just Shine, over 2,000 on a good track. Thought he was going to win halfway down the straight. Just tied a bit at the end. Got beat about a length and a quarter. Just got beat here behind Just 2 Vs. I was here that day. Over 1,800, 2 runs back. Placed at Newcastle behind So Splendid and Smooth Whiskey. That would certainly be good enough to win this. And only got beat a length and a half when it ran second at Randwick the year Bravo and Polemic run third. Look, he's got the form. Long as he's got the will to win. And the good thing about him, he's had one run on heavy and he runs second at Warwick Farm, beaten ahead back in April. And he's had 2 soft track placings. So I'm not worrying about the going. Now, I don't know about you, Kev, but I haven't got a rider because Rory Hutchings is not riding, the stewards tell me. And I didn't get a replacement. We'll get that to you later. They may not have one yet. I don't know. But he's my best bet, number 6, Lucky Tiger.
Okay.
Number 5, yep. Number 5, Grand Teton. Very interesting runner. He's by Rip Van Winkle. He's a New Zealand bred. Trained by a Kiwi, Michael Maroney at Randwick. Kobe Jennings to ride. His only 3 runs have been in Victoria. He got beat 2.5 at Ballarat the other day. Over-raced in the first half of the race. It was a mile race. Got held up in the straight. He was dead set looking for longer, watching the race. He's the main threat, the Lucky Tiger. I only put the 2 of them in my quadrilla, 6 and 5. Best of the others, 10 and 3. 6, 5, 10 and 3.
6, 5, 10, 3. Kathy O'Hara takes the ride on Lucky Tiger,
oh,
Gary.
Good.
You happy with that?
Happy? Very happy with it.
Good result. Good work. Kathy O'Hara is on board there. Lucky Tiger in the 6th. We'll check those other riding changes through the program for you shortly. We'll move to race 6 here on the program. This one, Gary, comes up at 3:10, a benchmark 60 over 2,000. So it'll be a long haul here. Number 2, so it is. Issue scratching, a field of 8. Tab fixed here for race 6. And number 1 here is Art of Defence at 6:50. 3 Kiara Rose, 4.20 out to 4.40. 4 Got to Think at $7. It's $13 about number 5, Maralisa. 6 Miss Tickles at $6.50. Money today for number 7, Suggest a Partner, Blake Spriggs, Les Tilly. It's $11 into 6. 8 Foolproof is $23. Your favourite is number 9, Numerate. It's a Chris Waller runner, Kathy O'Hara, $3.30.
Mate, Miss Tickles is an absolute swimmer. What do you say? She's about $6.50.
$6.50, Miss Tickles, yeah.
Yeah, she's coming down from Cessnock. She's got a great out there. The last start on a heavy 8 at Muswellbrook, she run 3rd at Crossing Guard over 1,500. She's been building up to the 2,000. She's got very good form over the around this distance. She's won a 2,050. She's won a 2,150 in a 2,200-metre race. She can stay. She loves a heavy track. absolutely loves it. She's had 7 runs on heavy for 2 wins and 4 placings. She was a late scratcher the other day. I think the vet scratched her at Cessnock. All I know is I walked past the trainer and he wasn't too happy. So I don't think there was any big worry with her. And so she's running today. I've got her on top in the race because I know she's going to handle the going and she is ready to win. Number 9, Numerate, for Chris Waller's got a chance. A couple of fair runs lately, it's had 2 runs on soft, hasn't done much. But maybe today, it's by Pentire, so out of a damn 0 mare, so I'm expecting a big improvement. 3 Kiara Rose for Jason Addard, the local trainer. There's 1 on a soft track, about a month freshen up. 1-2 on the trot at Scone and at Goulburn early in the year. Got to be hard to beat, and she normally races up close to the pace. Number 7, Suggest a Partner. Trained by Liz Tilly at Wyong, has been placed on a heavy and has had a win and about 4 placings on a soft. It's part owned by Liz Tilly's brother-in-law, the former jockey, Peter Losh, and I reckon it'll run okay. Suggest a Partner on the heavy track particularly, and that's why there's been good money for it. 6-9, 3-7.
6-9, 3-7, the numbers there in race 6. We've got 2 to go. Race 7 is coming up at 4:15. Benchmark 60, 1300 the trip. The scratching's 4 flies away. And number 8 is Akamandi not running. With your tab fixed here, number 1, Buddy's Ode at $6. 2, Write This Down, $4.20. 5 into 4 today about number 3, Centro Superior. You've got 5, Lady Shell Font at 5. Number 6, Sweet Fella at 5.50. 7, Bensadora, 8. And then you've got 9, Mon Bel Ami at $12. This one looks difficult, Gary.
Yeah, but I'm on Centro Superior here, mate. He's a real wet tracker. Not an easy race, you're right there, but he's won 3 races and they're all on wet tracks. He's had 5 runs on a heavy for 2 wins and 2 placings, 11 runs on soft for a win and 4 placings. He's with Greg Hickman. Josh Parr will ride him. He gets out the back. He was a mile back the other day at Kembla. Made up a lot of ground. That was a good 4, over 1,300. Today, he goes 1,300 again, but on a heavy track, which will be more like 1,500. On a heavy track at Randwick, he ran 4 feet and 3.5 lengths to Military Machine on Anzac Day. And it was pretty heavy that day. I like him today, number 3, Centro Superior. Number 2, Write This Down, going very good for Craig Carmody. Won well at Newcastle on a soft track on May 6th. Run 3rd there the other day. Beyond Paris for me, just beaten at Wine, 3 runs back, as honest as the day's long, as one on a soft track. Number 6, Sweet Fella, loves a wet track, loves it, has won 2 out of 2 on heavy, 3 placings from 4 on soft. I'm very wary of this horse because he's got 59 today. I saw him carry 63 at Cessnock back at the end of January when he got back 2.5 lengths. He is first up. On the heavy track, that he did trial all right behind La Chicabelle, who won well at Gosford recently, and Ziggy Willie run 2nd in the trial. I'm very wary of Sweet Fella. And number 5, Best of the Others, Lady Shell Font, who won here 2 runs back. 3, 2, 6, and 5.
3, 2, 6, 5 there, race 7. We come to the last here, Gary, just on 4:30. It will be run. It's a benchmark 65. Really knocked around by scratchings here. We've got 7 scratchings. Number 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 10, and 11 leaves a field of just 5 runners here. So with the tab fixed in, the last number 1 is Balius. Now it's at $3.30. Number 5, Attaboy Ross, is at $9.50. 8, Spinning Dawn at $3. 9, Our Anniversaire at $3.40. And 12, Pretty Smart, $7. Hard to get a gauge given the amount of scratchings, Gary, but how do you see this one?
Mate, yeah, you're right. If I was taking a quadrilla, I'd probably take 4 of the 5.
Yeah.
In it. Look, Balius has got 61, but 2 off for Beanie Pena, so he'll carry 59. He's very impressive winning at Nowra on a good track the other day over the mile. He was beaten a length and a half at Queen Beanne on a good before that, from 3rd at Goulburn. 1 easy at Mudgee on a good. They're all country runs, I know. But he did run 5th at Warwick Farm on a heavy 10, beaten 4 lengths back on April 5, and got a bit of a check around the 900 that day. He's won on a soft, and he's won on a heavy. And that's the reason I put him on top, because of his very good wet track fall. I've got him on top, and he does go forward, or he did it Nowra. He was up, you know, near the lead. Number 9 for second. Our end of the Sear. He won well here at Hawkesbury the other day, but it was a good track. But he's got very good form on this track. 1 win and 3 seconds. So I've had to put it in for second. Number 8, Spinning Dawn, trained here by Scott Singleton, goes well on the track. And number 12, the other one. 1, 9, 8, and 12.
1, 9, 8, and 12. There was one more rider change we had to notify you of. Buddy's Ode in race 7 has just been informed here by stewards. John Van Overmeer is going to be replacing James Innes Jr. as the rider of Buddy's Ode. So that's Hawkesbury race 7, number 1, Buddy's Ode, to be ridden by John Van Overmeer. We gave you the other one there with Cathy O'Hara. All right, Gary, what's your best on today's car program there?
Mate, race 5, number 6, Lucky Tiger is my best bet.
Okay. And we've listened to you through the day how to place your quaddie as well, so good luck with that. We have Anthony Manton, late mail at 11.50, no doubt recapping some of your thoughts, Gary, and thank you for that. We'll catch you during the afternoon.
Yeah, and good luck to all the putters having a bet today.
And good luck swimming out there. Thank you, mate.
I left my speedos in it.
Oh, dear. Thankfully. Thanks, Gary. All right, there we go. Gary Harley there in speedos. Dear, oh, dear. How's that for a visual image? 27 past 10. And in terms of the jockey challenge, it's not up as yet, so we'll pass it on when we can. All righty. At 10.30, we'll get into Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Fred Hastings is back this week, so we'll do it with Freddie. And then Stuart Turner's also back from thedogs.com.au, so the big guns are back in town. And Stu will be on around about 10:45, revisiting the Peter Mossman semi-finals last night. And Fred also, he'll give us the good oil on the Golden Mile. All of that coming up before 11 o'clock. After 11 o'clock, we'll get Kel O'Rourke with his best at Canberra Greys. Now, we're going to have John Score straight after that looking at the Sapphire Coast, and then we'll have Dean Lester looking at Swan Hill. Mick Dumasy has a look at the harness racing at Peak Hill this afternoon. We'll do that for you between 11 and 12. Along with that, Michael Maxworthy at the Sunshine Coast. We get to Anthony Manton for the mail at Hawkesbury. Craig Easy has the mail at Peak Hill just after midday. Peter Staples gives us his best at Launceston just after midday as well. James Tate, calling from the Sapphire Coast for us today, gives us the late mail at about 10:15. 28 past 10 here on Sky Sports Radio.
Everyone knows the Queen loves racing, so celebrate her birthday with us. Monday, we talk Warwick Farm Racing from 6.30 with Ray Thomas. And at 8, form analyst Lizzie Jelfs presents the full Sydney preview. Enjoy your holiday Monday on Sky Sports Radio.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, halftime at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the Tab app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
If you buy a new fridge or washing machine at Bingley, we've got a surprise for you. We'll deliver your fridge or washer free. We'll unbox it and unpack it free. We'll take away the packaging free. And Mum will take away your old fridge or washer free. So there's no messy trip to the tip for you.
I heard that, Lionel.
Okay, our delivery guys will. But it's only for a limited time, so be quick. Free full-service delivery from Bingley.
Excludes Dasco and Miller. Delivery areas and times are subject to terms and conditions. See in-store or bingley.com.au for full details.
Tuesday mornings at 10.30, harness up with On The Pace.
The Jewels actually fits them pretty well for Australian horses who are bought out of New Zealand. You buy a horse, you bring it across.
Greg Hayes interviews trainers and drivers and brings you winning mail for upcoming meetings. On The Pace. Tuesday mornings, 10.30, Sky Sports Radio.
Enjoying a long weekend of sport. We'll wrap it all up on Tuesday morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. The Origin side's the name. We hear from Paul Gallant and also the Origin coach from Queensland, Kevin Waters. And we'll find that other bloke, Michael Slater. He'll be somewhere in England, hopefully, with the Champions Trophy news. All that, plenty more, Big Sports Breakfast.
Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Sunday mornings at 10.30.
Yes, it is, right on 10.30, and Fred Hastings is back. Morning, Freddie.
G'day, Kevin. How are you? I trust you well.
Always well, mate, and great to speak to you as usual. So I guess we look firstly, before we look at last night, the week that was, what caught your eye in the world of harness racing, mate?
Well, there with some terrific efforts in the sulky and in the training ranks. Of course, Sunday Canberra, David Hewitt picked up 3 wins on their program of racing there, so well done to David. Monday at Bankstown, Kerry Ann Turner and Rob Morris combined for a double. There were no multiple wins at Newcastle or at Menangle on Tuesday, but Tian Sutton, who is a young driver, who of course is the daughter of well-known harness racing driver,